Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The Bush administration says a border crackdown and help from National Guard troops is deterring thousands of illegal immigrants from crossing into the U.S. The Border Patrol says compared to last year, about 20,000 fewer illegal immigrants were caught crossing from Mexico into the U.S. this summer. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says he's not ready to declare victory, but he's telling reporters progress is encouraging. Chertoff also says the catch-and-release policy for many illegal immigrants is over. He says nearly everybody caught trying to sneak into the U.S. is held until he or she can be returned home. With the exception of Mexicans, Chertoff says the new catch-and-detain rules do not apply to Mexicans because they are almost always, he says, returned immediately. The U.S. State Department says Iran has come up short in the response to U.N. demands for stopping its nuclear program. A statement says Iran's proposal for nuclear negotiations will be reviewed, but that it does not meet international calls for Iran to stop enriching uranium. And the White House says George Bush spoke on the phone about Iran with U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan today. A spokesperson says they talked about terms of a U.N. Security Council resolution. The Palestinian kidnappers of a TV news crew in Gaza may not have much reason to hope for a prisoner release. They put out a video today showing the two captives who appealed for help in winning their freedom. But the kidnappers are demanding Muslim prisoners in American jails be freed before the reporter and cameraman are released. In response, the State Department says it, quote, doesn't make concessions to terrorists. The spokesman says the Bush administration is continuing to urge that the men be released without conditions. Palestinian officials say one of the leaders of Islamic Jihad in the West Bank was shot and wounded by Israeli troops, according to medical officials. The shooting happened in a refugee camp, and the man is in serious condition. A group of airplane passengers apparently trying to use cell phones while their plane was taking off spooked the crew and air marshals enough to force the plane to be returned. An official says passengers on a flight from the Netherlands were also seen passing the phones among themselves on the Northwest Airlines jet. The official describes it as behavior average passengers wouldn't do. The flight took off from Amsterdam, headed for India, but a decision was made to return 12 passengers arrested. This is Air America Radio News.
spoken guy. He's the kind of fella I feel comfortable talking to.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America. Thanks for tuning in. I never saw so many different news organizations experience simultaneous orgasm as they did at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time today when Chucklenuts, President Chucklenuts, met with met spontaneously with New Orleans resident Rocky Vaccarella. I'm serious. The Fox News anchors were passing a box of Kleenex around after this rugged Katrina survivor publicly called for another Bush presidential term. Rocky, 22nd Amendment. Even CNN spent 13 uninterrupted minutes on this propaganda. How long did they spend on the Spike Lee Katrina documentary? Is it zero? Have you heard a peep from any of these talking heads? Did anything about Spike Lee's important piece of filmmaking? Listen, hear the crickets? I haven't seen an event this staged since Bush's phony, pre-recorded, and dress-rehearsed troop talk last year. Remember that? When he had the video hookup with the 15 or 12 or whatever it was, typical soldiers who weren't. And prior to the videotaping, they had the woman come out and explain to the boys and girls in Iraq what they were going to say. Remember that, huh? Or how about the Made in USA boxes when he gave a speech one time? Made in the USA, the boxes were used as a backdrop. But somebody peeled the Made in the USA away and it said Made in China. Or remember the mission accomplished codpiece caper on the deck of the Abraham Lincoln? Or the plastic Thanksgiving turkey in Iraq? Or, never mind, the list is endless. But this one today, oh my God, break out the Emmys, the Tonys, the Academy Awards, Rocky. Rocky with an E. Oh my God. This is more of Karl Rove's genius at work. He may be a murderous son of a bitch who cares about life the way you care about chicken noodle soup, but he is a genius. When Spike Lee's disturbing account of Katrina and the ongoing nightmarish aftermath hits the TV screens, and FEMA admits yesterday there's a major problem with getting housing funds to the victims, the Bush family trots out a friendly macaca. Huh? Is he a macaca? He's darker than George. Will he be a macaca? As George Allen would say, to thank George. Yes. Thank you, George. So, bitch, I don't know why you can't be president again. To thank George for his wonderful response to Katrina. And instantaneously, all the toy news anchors wet their pants. Finally, good news on George W. Bush, the common man who manages 41 restaurants all over the Southeast, apparently. And who ran as a Republican for a political position in 1999 in one of the parishes near New Orleans. But never mind, he's just a common man, just a common dude. We have some sound from that for you today. The truth about what has happened subsequent to the destruction of New Orleans and the Mississippi Gulf Coast, the truth? Well, a report was released today entitled Broken Promises. The House and Senate Democratic leaders described in that report what they called the failed response of the administration since the hurricane hit. Nancy Pelosi and her Senate counterpart Harry Reid asserted in the report that thousands of families are still waiting for FEMA trailers. Thank God Rocky got here. Son of a bitch, Rocky. Way to go, dude. Yo, give it 5, 10, 15, 20. Thousands of families still waiting for FEMA trailers. And so much of that billions that have been dumped into the Mississippi Gulf Coast, waste, fraud, abuse. Can you say Iraq? Can you say Afghanistan? Can you say Bush crime family? These evil suckers, and they bring out Tony La Caracarella, or no, Rocky Cockermouth, Rock, whatever. Rocky Vaccarella. Rocky, Rocky, Rocky. The Republican Congress didn't enact needed housing money for homeowners in Louisiana until June. This June, 10 months after Katrina. And the money has still failed to reach these homeowners. Bush, with Rocky out there, promised to continue working to make sure the government's efforts in the rebuilding enterprise are efficient. Remember back in September of 2005, a speech, remember New Orleans, Jackson Square at night, and the church was backlit, or Bush was backlit, something was backlit, maybe frontlit, I don't know, but I just remember it looked like a scene out of an Anne Rice book, didn't it? There's Bush standing in front of this dark, weird-looking, gothic-style church. In his shirt sleeves, of course. And there he is, and he walks out, right? And you're just waiting for Lestat to jump out and grab him by the neck and start snacking. But there's Bush. We're going to oversee one of the largest reconstruction efforts the world has ever seen right here. Ooh, God, this place is creepy. Oh, Jesus. Who? What? I'll put this on my reading list. What is it? The interview with the what? The vampire? Really? I want to read that one. As soon as I finish reading Camus and The Stranger. Is that the same book? I don't know. Is it Camus? What? I don't know. I have no idea. The report, Broken Promises, argues that every aspect of recovery, everything, housing, business loans, health care, education, preparedness, everything, everything, everything is a failed Republican response. Nothing but promises, cronyism, waste, fraud, abuse, lies, deceit, duplicity, hypocrisy, photo ops. Well, but there's Tony. Hey, Tony! Tony! Rocky! All right, Rocky, Tony, it all sounds the same to me. All of those are WAP names, aren't they? You know what WAP means? It's kind of like macaca, only not. CNN's Rick Sanchez was just, I mean, he got his tongue thickened up in reporting. He says, I don't know if you were watching a couple of days ago, but you might remember when we talked to a man named Rocky Vaccarella. I got a lot of phone calls on that interview. He's a Katrina victim who was driving to the White House with a FEMA trailer, and he seemed to strike a nerve with people. But he's there now. He's actually been invited inside. He wanted to go and meet the president. Well, guess what? Guess what? Soledad, the president decided to meet with him. Damn! Last night he met with Donald Powell, the government's point man for rebuilding the Gulf Coast, told him just what he and his family went through during the Katrina. And amazing, his persistence, because he was originally told that the president was just busy. Look, look, he's not going to be able to meet with you, Soledad O'Brien. He's like, that's all right, I'm still going. Sanchez, I'm going to hang out there. O'Brien, I've driven all this way. Sanchez, he was confident when he told us that the president would come out and find a way to talk to him. Soledad O'Brien, he's like, oh, wow, man, dude, that's all right, I'm still going. Two words for you asses. Cindy Sheehan, she wanted to meet with the president too. Remember that? Only she's a real person who gave her real son to die in Bush's miserable-ass war. Hey, Rocky! Rocky! Rocky Vaccarella, hey, man, hey, dude, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? The president has designated next Tuesday, the Katrina anniversary, as a national day of remembrance to honor those who lost lives and property and those who helped rescue victims, said his spokeswoman, Dana Marino. Bush is spending 2 days in the Gulf region next week to mark the anniversary. He will be in Mississippi on Monday to have lunch, walk through a neighborhood, and deliver a speech on the rebuilding effort before traveling to New Orleans, where he was scheduled to have dinner and spend the night. On Tuesday, Bush is attending a service of prayer and remembrance, conducting a roundtable discussion headed by First Lady Laura Bush to restock Gulf Coast libraries. According to Dana Perino, he will also give a speech and visit with local residents. Hey, how you doing? You recovering? Huh? You recovering okay? What? Your babies are all starving to death? Your children are dead? Your mama drowned? Well, we're working on it.
I just got to see the books that Laura Pickles chooses to restock the shelves with.
There'll be one, the Bible. It's astonishing. Give the devil his due, though. Karl Rove, incredible. Rocky! Somebody named Louie? No. Willie? No. And it's really cool. I can say this because I'm Italian. They picked somebody who wasn't black, but he's not white either. Damn, that is brilliant. That's genius. Rocky! We'll have some sound about Rocky, from Rocky and from George in just a minute. Stick around, Truth Seekers. Hey, it's another Karl Rove Day.
Your kids are raining, heavy is going to rain.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL Ultra has an 8-year guarantee. The reason my warranties are so much stronger is that my American-made vacuums are so much stronger. Orrick XLs clean thousands of hotel rooms every day. 5 years in a hotel is like 50 years in your home. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. You'll still be breaking in an Orrick while other vacuums are broken down.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Aldous writes in, Mike, Lestat would never snack on President Bush for one simple reason, professional courtesy. Yeah. All right. Let's listen to Chuckle Nuts today, who spontaneously meets with New Orleans citizen Rocky Vaccarella. You can sing along if you want to. Here I come to save the day. Rocky arrived. Just as Spike's documentary was getting all the buzz. What a coinkydink. In fact, average Joe Rocky is a wealthy entrepreneur, Pizza Huts, and former Republican candidate for a commission position in St. Bernard Parish. In other words, he's a good little macaca, unlike that nasty old Spike Lee who called the Katrina aftermath criminal. Here he is.
I just had coffee with Rocky Vaccarella, St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. He called my attention because he decided to come up to Washington, D.C. and make it clear to me and others here in the government that that there's people down there still hurt.
Really?
In South Louisiana and along the Gulf Coast. And Rock's a plain-spoken guy.
Rock?
He's the kind of fellow I feel comfortable talking to. I told him that that I understand that there's people down there that still need help. And I told him the federal government will work with the state and local authorities to get the help to them as quickly as possible.
That's right.
He met with my friend Don Powell. Don's job is to cut through bureaucracy. I told Rocky the first obligation of the federal government is to write a check big enough to help the people down there.
Right.
And I want to thank the members of Congress of both political parties that helped us pass over $110 billion of appropriations. And that's going to help the folks.
Yeah, where is it? Where is it, Chuckle Nuts? Hey, 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 hey. Rock's a plain spoken guy. He's the kind of fella I feel comfortable talking to. He gets my fart jokes. Here, Rock, pull my finger. That a knee slapper, boy. Do it again. That's so much fun. Hot damn, Rock. You just cracked me up, boy. You won't do it one more time. Condi won't do it no more. Here, go ahead. Go ahead. Pull my finger. Ah, damn, boy, I tell you. Where were we now? Oh, that's right. Just had coffee with this boy from St. Bernard Parish. He caught my attention. Caught my attention. Yeah, he came walking in the White House. Just came through the gate, walked through the front door. Hell, he just came in and said he wanted to have coffee. You know, to let me... Here, pull my finger again. It's been a year. You half-wit, and there's still corpses in some of the buildings down there. A couple more here from Chuckle Nuts and from Rocky in a minute. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. He pulled my finger again.
Broke to evacuate. Niggas starving and they dying of thirst. I really had to go and check on them refineries first. Making a killing off the price of gas. He would have been up in Connecticut twice as fast. After all that we've been through, nothing's changed. You can call Red Cross for the pack of pains. That George Bush don't like black. George Bush don't like black. George Bush don't like black.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out.
It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Three traps set by a deranged killer. Two desperate cops who take the bait. One thriller that triples the suspense. Triptych, the new novel by New York Times bestselling author Karen Slaughter. Triptych takes you down three harrowing paths of murder, then trips you up with one final shocker you will never see coming. See why critics call Karen Slaughter's thrillers crime fiction at its finest. Read Triptych by Karen Slaughter, a Delacorte hardcover.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. We continue here with Bush's non-scripted, totally off the cuff, but on camera, chat with the Rockmeister, the token du jour. Somebody emailed and said, what do you mean? He's Italian, so he's not white. Oh, please. Come on. Don't put me through that, all right? I'm Italian, and we are only predominantly white. Have you looked at us lately? Some of us are darker than the Indians from South Asia. We really are. We are macacas, or wops, or dagos. But we are not completely white. The only people who are completely white are the Nordic people, and among them, only the albinos. White people, my ass. All right. Here we go again. Here we go. With the Rockmeister at his side, here goes George.
Now, I know we're coming up on the first year anniversary of Katrina, and it's a time to remember. It's a time to particularly remember the suffering that people went through. Rocky lost everything. He and his family had every possession they had wiped out. And it's a time to remember the people suffering. And it's a time to recommit ourselves to helping them.
Uh-huh.
But I also want people to remember that a one-year anniversary is just that, because it's going to require a long time to help these people rebuild.
Wait. I also want people to remember that a one-year anniversary is just that, as opposed to what? George, a 10-year anniversary? What the hell is that supposed to be? That reminds me of Foxy the Snowman saying the other day when the 2,500th American had been killed in Iraq, he said, well, that's just a number, just a statistic. You know, is that what they mean here? I also want people to remember the one-year anniversary is just that. Okay. And the reason Bush is acknowledging the one-year anniversary, he can't avoid it, and that's the reason Rove sent me that good little old soggy brown person to snuggle up with today. Hey, Rocky! It's going to require a long time to help these people rebuild. Rebuild someplace else, of course, because lots of rich white developers already have palatial plans for, you know, Halliburton Hills and Carlisle Corners, where the Ninth Ward used to be. Who was it that said the hurricane did for us what urban renewal couldn't do? We got rid of them Negroes, didn't we? Ladies and gentlemen in this corner, wearing the blue shirt and the rugged beard, standing a comfortable 4 inches below the president, weighing in 185 beats of perfect pounds, the bruiser of the Big Easy and pride of the New Orleans neocons, Rocky Vaccarella!
It's really amazing when a small man like me from St. Bernard Parish can meet the President of the United States. The President is a people person. I knew that from the beginning. I was confident that I could meet President Bush. And my mission was very simple.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank President Bush for the millions of FEMA trailers that were brought down there. They gave roofs over people's heads. People had the chance to have baths, air conditioning.
Yeah.
We have TV.
Yeah.
We have toiletry.
Yeah.
We have things and necessities that we can live upon.
Yeah.
But now I wanted to remind the president that the job's not done, and he knows that.
Yeah.
And I just don't want the government and President Bush to forget about us.
Yeah.
And I just wish the president could have another term and then Washington. You know, I wish he had another 4 years, man. If we had this president for another 4 years, I think we'd be great.
Yeah, I think you swallowed too much swamp water there, boy. Yeah, Hurricane Corinna, as Laura called it, wasn't bad enough to our part of the world. We need no more death and destruction. There's still some more macacas down there to dispose of. I think it'd be great if we had this president for another 4 years. Hell, why not? I wanted to thank President Bush for the millions of FEMA trailers that were brought. Millions? Has anyone seen millions of trailers in New Orleans? I've seen thousands floating and rotting in a field in Arkansas somewhere. And the last I checked, Bush didn't send the FEMA trailers. Those were already there, getting ready to lock up Mexicans in. Golly. We have TV, we have toiletry, we have things that are necessities that we can live upon. These two talk alike anyway. So where are the needed trailers for the thousands of homeless? A lot of people down there, Rocky, who are still living in tree stumps and overturned, rotted out cars and stuff like that. You know, stories of lost trailer keys and red tape and trailers left to rot and float and rust and some abandoned field where victims are left sleeping in the streets and people living in their cars. And what planet is this guy from, Rocky? Who is this guy? I just wish the president could have another term in Washington. Then Bush says, wait a minute. And Mr. Vaccarella says, you know, I wish you had, we had you for another 4 years, man. I heard that today and I almost threw up in my own mouth. I swear to God. What? If we had this president for another 4 years, I think we'd be great. Yeah, Rocky, take a look at what the son of a bitch has done in the previous five here. Are you kidding? Where did they get this guy? Rocky Vaccarella, my ass. Oh, my God. And, you know, interestingly, I get two emails here. One from Canada, one from the United States. This is from Jason. Mike, I think it's ironic that the so-called terrorist Hezbollah is handing out $12,000 per household after Israel bombed their homes. This is more money than most people in Lebanese family make in a year. Do you think that our government would have handed out $40,000 or $50,000 per family that was affected by Katrina last year? And we wonder why the rest of the world hates us? Look at how we treat our own citizens. That's from Jason. This is from Roz. She writes about hearing somebody say that if FEMA was half as capable of as Hezbollah is, New Orleans would be more than half rebuilt by now. At least Hezbollah cares about their people and are already rebuilding. Shame on Bush. And while we're on the subject of rotten leaders, what kind of government forbids people from going to clean up a massive oil spill they cause that will contribute to polluting our planet more? Israel, of course. And who gave them authority over Lebanese coastlines? I listened to Democracy Now! And learned the horrible stats on the damage they inflicted on the Lebanese and just wondered who will get them to make restitution. Certainly not Bush. They all make me sick. Now my head hurts, Roz. Interesting. The connection between the obvious here of Hezbollah getting to, I don't give a damn if they're using Iranian money. What the hell money does Bush use? Chinese money? Of course. There's no money left in the U.S. Treasury. We're $11 trillion in debt. You know, Rocky, listen up. Rocco, I can call you Rocco, right? All right, Rocco. Yo, maybe these homeless folks who are waiting for one of the millions of trailers you claim, George, you sent to y'all, maybe they can come sleep in one of your Pizza Huts. That'd be okay with you, Rocco. Hey, yo, Rocco. Pull Bush's finger again. Go ahead. Ah, that's a knee slapper, right, Rocco? Hey. I can't, you know what pisses me off the most about it is that it is so staged. It is so phony. Can't these people, you got to give Rove credit, right? Spike Lee comes out with a damning indictment, a documentary on the horror of not just what happened there, but the aftermath. And it starts to kick up buzz, a little buzz. I haven't heard any of the anchors talk about it today, but I watched this freak on ABC, what's his name, Charlie Gibson, do the news tonight with this big old crap-eating grin on his face when he does the Rocco story. Yeah, he brought a little lightheartedness to President Bush and to us here at ABC. We are so happy to see that. Here, pull my finger. No, don't. God. Well, you know, I'm listening to myself here the past 15 minutes, it's obvious I'm just some whiny-ass Democrat who can't see all the good that has occurred down there in New Orleans and Mississippi Gulf Coast and over there in little old piece of Alabama. We don't hear about the horror that was in Alabama, but, you know, a little bit over there in the Texas, upper in the Texas in the Big Bend area, don't, you know. But it's a typical Democrat just sitting here bitching and whining and complaining instead of seeing the glorious good that the Bush administration has done for the folks down there. I mean, hell, those casinos are up and running again. Well, there's your proof, isn't it? Those casinos are running, which puts folks back to work, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Damn, I get tired of hearing myself whine. I wish I could be a Republican so I could see the good stuff here. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody anticipated the breach of the levees?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
I think there ought to be zero tolerance of looting. It's very important for the citizens in all affected areas to take personal responsibility and assume kind of a civic sense of responsibility.
No, shut up.
Cleaning and free, she wanted to be a part of the future, a girl like me.
I don't know. It kind of just brings the whole day to an abrupt stop when we saw that this morning about what was it, Kathy, about 10:15 this morning? When was Rocky on?
It was about 10:14 when all the talking heads on all the various news channels, I started flipping, and this look of rapturous ecstasy passed over their faces.
About 10 minutes later, Molly had meltdown number one of the day. It's great having a two-year-old, isn't it? We have to make sure that we keep all the sharps out of her reach.
Was that over the tiny fork?
That was, yeah.
Where's my tiny fork? Yeah, I was checking a room last night for a radioactive spider.
Yeah, we have a two-year-old. In today's Times, on page A17, did you see the picture? It is a composite photo. It's another one of those Hubble stunning photographs. It's a composite based on observations with the Hubble Space Telescope, the Chandra X-ray Observatory, and several other Earth-based telescopes. And what it shows is the collision of two enormous galaxies, and the collision was so hard, you know, like a head-on collision, that one of them lost its halo of dark matter, and that's the invisible stuff that hangs out with, you know, ordinary matter. But anyway, here's this astonishing photograph. It's just mind-boggling to see stuff like this. Anything that comes from the Hubble, anything that comes from the Chandra X-ray Observatory, these photographs that look back, and this is where I'm going with this, look back in time, essentially. This, according to some quick research, this collision actually occurred 100 million years ago when these two galaxy clusters 3 billion light years away passed through each other at about 10 million miles an hour. Now, those numbers really, to you and to me, those numbers are like, wow, yeah, okay, gotcha. But what about Christian fundamentalists? What about kids who are going to school and learning that the Earth and all of history and time is 6,600 years old? That there is no such thing as 100 million years ago. There is no such thing as 3 billion light years. What does that mean? Well, that's the distance, Bobby, that light travels in 3 billion years, traveling at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. Can you believe that? That works out to a couple of trillion miles a year, and then multiply that by 3 billion, and woo, you get a Google. What's a Google? That's a big number! But to people of the book, I guess it includes the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims, the fundamentalists anyway, this is nonsense! To the American Christians, fundamentalists, the Armageddonists, the Rapture Right, the Coral Ridge Ministry types who opened the Times today to see what sort of perversions they could find in the Times, and they see this photograph and they read, "What? 100 million years ago? Oh, hogsnot! What is this? It's Disneyland, right? What is this? That's a fake picture. What does it say here? Oh, it's a composite." Pull my finger. That just rushed into the vacuum between my ears this morning when I'm sitting there having a cup of coffee, trying to wake up after Kathy came pounding up the stairs saying, "You've got to turn on the television. Bush has got his own macaca." I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I watched that, and I went, oh, my God. So I went downstairs, got a cup of coffee, got the Times, open it up. I'm going through the page, come to page A17, and it stops me. And whew, wow, what a photograph. And then I read it. And I realize that I live in a country where as many as 70% of the population of this nation state that you and I live in don't believe such a thing is possible. It's a trick photo. It's nonsense. So after looking at the picture and marveling and just thinking, my God, no wonder they want to shut down the Hubble. No wonder the religious fundamentalist freaks who are taking over the science academies in this country, you know? Hey, close down the Hubble. What is this? Pictures from 3 billion light years away. What is this? There's no such thing. And what are they talking about, dark matter? What is that? Is that the devil? Is that Satan? That's what that is. That's Satan. Y'all are talking about Satan, aren't you? Huh? Dark matter, space gas. Here, pull my finger. Oh, my God. But if you can get it, page A17, today's New York Times. What a stunning photograph. Awesome. Humbling. Unbelievable. And it's all fake. We'll be back after the break. Let's do some phone calls. You want to do that? The phone number here is 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
And then God said,
let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah?
I own your old, new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the...
Yes! Yeah. Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime, we'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. After a ballot fight in 2004, Ralph Nader now has to pay $80,000. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court today says there was an implication of what it calls, quote, fraud and deception in Ralph Nader's petition drive. The court ordered Nader and his running mate to pay more than $80,000 in expenses for the lawsuit that challenged their petitions. The consumer advocate was kept off the 2004 presidential ballot in Pennsylvania after a group of voters successfully sued. Nearly two-thirds of the 51,000 signatures for Nader were disqualified. When it comes to disarming Hezbollah, the French general in charge of the current UN peacekeeping force says that's not his job. In fact, he says even when the number of peacekeepers expands, they won't be taking away guns, rockets, and other weapons from Hezbollah. The general says that's not in their mandate, even though he admits the ceasefire is fragile. There are currently about 2,000 troops assigned to the UN force in Lebanon. The French general says 150 more soldiers from his country will be added by the end of the week. The UN is estimating about 90% of the Lebanese who fled during the war are now back home. Officials say between 5,000 and 6,000 people are crossing the border from Syria each day, far below the 30,000 seen last week. UN relief organizers say they plan to move most of the aid supplies that have been stockpiled in Syria into Lebanon, and more help coming in for European planes today brought stoves, lanterns, tents, and other supplies into Lebanon. The gruesome testimony in Saddam Hussein's genocide trial in Baghdad is now over till next month. The judge adjourned the proceedings until September 11th after four more survivors testified about the 1980s chemical attacks that allegedly burned and blinded Kurdish villagers. Tens of thousands reported killed in that military campaign. The judge says he'll give the defense team representing Saddam and six others time to argue a new appeal that challenges the legitimacy of the court. The Pentagon saying today the early returns on what they call Operation Together Forward were promising. Brigadier General Michael Barbaro says there has been a drop in sectarian fighting since the operation started in Baghdad 2 months ago. Barbaro told reporters at the Pentagon that he chalks up the drop in violence to an Iraqi government committed to fighting sectarian violence. And he says Iraqi security forces have, by all accounts, performed well. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. The report yesterday, if you heard it, heard us talking about on this program or saw it in your newspaper, that the Marine Corps has been notified that combat veterans from Iraq, no matter how many tours of duty they've served there, are to be called up again. Members of the Ready Reserve who have already given 4 years of service, which is supposed to allow them to return to civilian life? Uh-uh. 2,500 have already been called up. And it's getting worse and worse and worse for soldiers and Marines in this country. So now comes word that a group called VoteVets.org, a spokesperson for that organization, VoteVets.org, John Saltz, said that the call-up showed a lack of plans for victory in Iraq and the problems faced by an overburdened American military. This guy served as a captain in the Army in the Iraq War, still a member of the reserves. And what Saltz talks about is that there is a draft coming. Saltz explained, there's a simple choice for the Bush crime family. Quote, they have to decide between drafting people and cutting and running because either way they have a big problem. 130,000 was never enough, but you cannot sustain force levels where they are. Those are their options, end quote. So it's we've got a rocky road, no pun intended, coming, folks. Rocky road. All right, let's go to your phone calls. You want to do that? Sure, why not? Joe is calling from Miami. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Doing fine, sir.
Rocky, you know, I don't doubt that he probably lost everything he had in New Orleans, but I bet if you check the airline records, he probably flew out 2 days before the storm. And like another thing that's funny is Rocky has nothing, but he has enough money to drive an F-150 gas guzzler with a two-ton trailer behind it from New Orleans to Washington, D.C., this maybe on the chance of seeing the president.
Yeah, well, I think he had a good chance because I think it was all prearranged.
Yeah, I want to know who paid for the gas. Hey, let me hit a rock for a second. I called you a couple weeks ago. I told you about how frightened I'm getting for the troops in Baghdad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's getting worse. When you think about it, they're surrounded. I think another guy called about a week later telling you about the 250-mile supply line. You got to cut. You know, what if these guys take over the airport, too, at the same time?
Sure.
These guys are cut off completely, you know, Mike? And The Guardian is reporting that Iranian tanks have been shelling the Kurds for about a week already, to knocking them out of six villages up there. Turkey's ready to come across the border. This is going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. You think the Beirut bombing was bad? You could lose a lot more troops over there than you ever believe.
Yeah.
And I hope the families who have people over there start screaming to high heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to have this bad news, Mike, but I don't see any way out of this except one thing: push Saddam back in charge.
Or someone like him,
right.
or use nuclear weapons.
You know, Mike, when you look at the history of how Saddam got the power, it's the same thing. It was going on the same way. It's a bunch of different religions, and you have to crush one part to clear the other. And we're not willing to do that. I mean, that's the way you got to play in that game. And I said the only solution I see is somebody like Saddam. You know, look at Yugoslavia with Tito.
Right.
Only thing kept that place together was Tito with an iron fist.
Yeah,
that's the way it is. Too bad, but that's the way this damn world is going, man.
I hear you. I hear
take
you.
Care, boss.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, Joe's right, and other people who have mentioned this are right. The American soldiers who are there, the whole thing is becoming. I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking about Rudyard Kipling poems all of a sudden, you know, about the British Empire and and what happened to some of the British troops who tried to take on the Afghans or the Pakistanis. The position U.S. military, the soldiers over there find themselves in, 130,000 soldiers utterly and absolutely surrounded. Wow. Bush and the people who have done this, are they not going to be held accountable ever? Is that who we are now? We have the German high command responsible for what they did. And here we have had this atrocity against Iraq going on now since, 91? 91? Arguably, this has become the longest war the United States has ever been involved in. This is longer than Vietnam now, isn't it, huh? What is it, 15 years now? 15 years. 15 years that the U.S. has been involved in killing Iraqis. 15 years. And Saddam Hussein is on trial for what? Using the weaponry that was given to him by members of the Reagan administration, by Donald Rumsfeld, so that he could kill Iranians, and so he could kill Kurds, because the Reaganites, who are now some of them in positions of power in this government, didn't want to have to deal with the Turks killing the Kurds. You know, let Saddam kill the Kurds. And what's this? I hear that Kissinger was let out of his coffin to be the go-between between Israel and the United States during the attack on Lebanon. And now, did you see this thing on where is this? The reports that Cheney and Bush are not happy. Here it is from Insight Magazine. Is that published by the Washington Times? Is it the Mooney thing? Well, take it with as many grains of thought of salt as you have to. But the opening sentence, President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney have been extremely disappointed by Israel's failure to defeat Hezbollah. A source said, quote, there's a lot of doom and gloom in the White House over the U.S. future in the Middle East. Everybody feels there's been a significant strategic shift in favor of the bad guys, end quote, because the perception that Israel did not defeat Hezbollah. And the go-between in the 33-day war with Hezbollah and Israel, the go-between? Henry Kissinger. Oh, God. So, I wonder how the Israeli government feels. How does the Israeli military feel when they are told that Bush and Cheney are in a deep funk over their, Israel's, the IDF's, war performance? Huh? I wonder, if I were Ehud Olmert at this point and I heard about that, I would probably send a commando team up the Potomac. Oh, well. Danielle is calling from Indiana. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's good to talk to you.
My pleasure, Danielle.
I wasn't really up to date on what you guys were talking about with the Rocky thing, but I did watch the Spike Lee piece.
Did you?
Both nights.
Uh-huh.
And what struck
me
was...
Danielle, can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
I got to do a break here. We'll come back because, I'd like to hear about that. I haven't seen it yet. And I understand it's going to be, in its entirety, it's going to be broadcast again, and we've got to see it. Hold on just a second, Daniel. We'll come right back. This is Air America.
Don't do so well. When the nights are over and the dawn is done, then the people
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later, I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Governments don't love. Governments can dispense law and justice, but not love.
Thoughts from Chairman Chucklenuts. Back to Danielle. All right. Now, Danielle, you watched the Spike Lee documentary. How did it leave you with what sort of sense or feeling?
I was heartbroken, not just for the people that Spike, you know, that he showed, but I was heartbroken for America because I saw the piece, and he did the spot again. They showed the Kanye West piece. When he said that
Bush doesn't care about black people.
Right. I think Mr. West was in the right neighborhood, but he pulled in the wrong driveway. I think it's the Bush crime family and all their wholly owned subsidiaries don't care about poor people or working class people.
Yeah.
To them, if you don't make $250,000 a year, I guess the Republican term would be we're all a bunch of macacas.
Yeah.
You know, I guess today I'm a black woman. It doesn't matter what skin my what color my skin is. I don't make a whole lot of money, so I don't count. If I had kids, you know, if I had sons, I guess I could send them off to be cannon fodder for the big war. That's really all they want out of me. And the piece was amazing. It was both nights. It was heartbreaking, but you could see the strength that a lot of the I don't want to call them victims. I guess they're survivors.
Yeah.
A lot of people were calling them refugees, and that's wrong. Although, you know, we shouldn't call them refugees, even though I think they are. You know, they got displaced because of the war on poor people that Bush and his whole crowd are, you know, pushing off on this country.
Let me ask you, Danielle, did Spike Lee get into, in the film, did he get into those reports that turned out to be absolute lies about gangs wandering inside the Superdome?
Yes.
About rape and gang warfare, which was a filthy lie.
Yeah, he even had on the police officer that was talking about it, the captain, I think he was.
Yeah.
He was on there, and I guess I got a better understanding because he told us the story of how there was no communications, and it got back to him that his daughter had been raped, and he went out and spoke, and then he found out later that it wasn't true. You know, it was word of mouth. They didn't have any direct communications.
Right.
Which, you know, 5 years after, you know, the terrorist attack, which, you know, we're banging the drum on still, 5 years later, here's another federal emergency, and we still got first responders, second responders, the Canadian Mounted Royal Police were there, and nobody could communicate with anybody. It's days later.
Isn't it just madness, Danielle? These Republicans, these conservatives, these Bush thugs run their political campaigns on the filthy lie that somehow they can protect America. And you know what is horrifying is that millions of people still believe that.
The hypocrisy of these people make me sick. You know, they go out and they bang the religious drum and tell everybody they're all about the culture of life. You know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people were stuck in New Orleans dying, and they didn't care because they were poor. Their lives don't matter. That life doesn't belong in our culture of life because they don't apparently meet the standards of whoever's in the federal standards, the government standards. When do we begin to count?
God only knows. You know, those stories, too, I'm sure, I can't wait to see Spike Lee's documentary, but those stories about from New Orleans about the first responders that FEMA turned away. They sent the water trucks back. They confiscated their two-way radios, cut off communications. What was that about?
It cost too much money for the operation, apparently. I guess at the end of the cost-benefit analysis, it was better to just leave all those people there, let them die, I guess. If we can send people out of this country and just let them die, why not let it happen on our own shores? I guess that's how they think. I can't understand that kind of thinking. I just don't understand.
So you didn't see anything today about Rocky of Vaccarella?
Oh, I work second shift. I missed all the news stuff today.
Oh, okay.
Got home and turned you on.
Office in one of the parishes in South Louisiana. And the whole thing was just an absolute farce, a joke, and another, you know, another putting the American public into the joke bag. So if you get a chance to see it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever gotten out of your car and something catches your eye on the ground? You walk over and find a $5 bill? Okay, now pretend you find a $495 bill next to it. It's just like that.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh, the new owner of your Jetta. You traded it in.
Wait a minute. That red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's just when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected.
Perhaps set by a deranged killer. Two desperate cops who take the bait. One thriller that triples the suspense. Triptych, the new novel by New York Times bestselling author Karen Slaughter. Triptych takes you down three harrowing paths of murder, then trips you up with one final shocker you will never see coming. See why critics call Karen Slaughter's thrillers crime fiction at its finest. Read Triptych by Karen Slaughter, a Delacorte hardcover.
What's more important to you, a better-looking vacuum or a cleaner, healthier home? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL may not win any beauty contests, but it wins rave reviews from owners of those dust-spewing bagless clunkers. Once they try an Orrick XL, they love it. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and take a risk-free trial of the vacuum that won't send a cloud of dust in your face.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Bush and Cheney in deep funk after Israel war performance. That's the headline at InsideMag.com. Imagine how the Israelis and the Lebanese feel. My God. See, this screws up their plan to the warmongers that now run the United States. It screws up their plan to... Oh, never mind. You can find it and read it yourself. David is calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm calling because I'm working with Cindy Sheehan and a whole bunch of organizations to try to do something different about all of these crimes and problems that you've been talking about for the past hour or so. And we're going to take Cindy's camp from Crawford, Texas, when Bush flees and comes back to Washington, and we're going to set it up on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., but we're going to combine it with the movement for Katrina victims' rights, for immigrants' rights, for labor and women's rights, and especially for accountability and impeachment. And we're going to call the whole thing Camp Democracy.
I love it.
The website is campdemocracy.org. People can go there, volunteer, use the free rides and rooms board, plan to join us. And we're going to have nonviolence training, lobbying, concerts, workshops, skills building, very well-known speakers. We would love, in fact, to invite you to come anytime between September 5th and 20th that you can get away and talk to us about communications. You know, people could use it.
Well, I appreciate the offer. I noticed that you all had sent an email to Kathy about that very the invitation, and I don't know if she's still checking the schedule to see if we could do something like that. I really appreciate it. CampDemocracy.org is the website.
Right, exactly. And it's got a schedule there of what's happening each day from the 5th to the 20th, although mm-hmm. we're going to play it by ear. We want to build as huge a crowd as we can. I mean, it's a little embarrassing. When things get this bad in other countries, like Mexico as a recent example, the people take over the national capital and mm-hmm. demand change. That's what we're going to try to kickstart in this country, and we'll see what we can do.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I'll do anything I can. If I can't make it up there for this this ongoing effort, I'll do everything I can, David, on the radio to promote it and talk about it, and fully expect that you guys will give us a periodic reports on the air about what's going on.
Wonderful. We will be absolutely thrilled to do that. And there's your colleague Tom Hartman's recorded a PSA, which is on the Camp Democracy website if you want to grab it and play it sometimes. But we would be glad to talk with you, and if you can make it down, we'd be glad to have you. We're going to have a long list of media speakers, activists, academics, authors. You know, for every story on impeachment or these crimes that's not in a newspaper, there's a book now. So it's progressive radio and the bookstores where we're getting information these days. And so we're going to have all of those authors speaking, as well as Congress members and former Congress members. But we're really going to see if we can't take over Congress towards the end of September with massive civil disobedience and see if we can force some change.
I love it. I absolutely appreciate what you all are doing. And like I said, we'll do everything I can to promote it. If or when you see Cindy Sheehan again, tell her old friend from Atlanta, Mike Malloy, said hey.
I will be glad to do that. She will be happy to hear it, and I'm sure she'll be glad to talk to you soon.
CampDemocracy.org, right?
That's the place.
All right. David, thanks so much. Stay in touch, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Take care. The only thing I would add to what David said is the ongoing situation in Mexico. The the candidate who supposedly lost, Obrador, Manuel Lopez Obrador, has refused to concede until there is an official recount, and of course the current government will not allow that. And this is from the Aslan News Service. This is from today. Listen to this. Mexico is again on the verge of another major revolution, primarily as a consequence of fraud that allegedly occurred in the presidential elections of July 2nd. The state of Oaxaca is presently in full insurrection, with buses burning in the streets and major media headquarters under siege by rebels and well-organized urban guerrillas. On Monday, August 14, major violence broke out in front of the Mexican National Congress in San Lazaro when the federal police assaulted supporters of the PRD presidential candidate Manuel Lopez Obrador when they attempted to encamp on the lawn, as they have done at El Zocalo, the plaza where local and federal buildings are located in the heart of Mexico City. And it goes on and on. It's a lengthy article, but have you been hearing about this? I haven't. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's way, way, way past time to follow the example of the people in Mexico, people in Ukraine, people in Serbia, people in various states, nation states around the planet, who, when they knew that their form of representative government, democracy, if you want to call it that, had been perverted, stolen, and prostituted by the people in the power elite. And when the people knew that, they did what people are supposed to do. If they are truly interested in, believers in self-government. I mean, what the hell? What the hell is going on in this country? We don't believe it anymore, do we? We really don't. There's no excuse. I don't give a damn about, I can't do it. I got kids in school. I got daycare. I've got kids in school. I've got daycare to think about. I've got a job. We just don't care anymore, do we? For the most part. Of course, there are activists among us who are struggling. You just heard one on the program here. But I'm not going to beat up on my audience, but I think most of us should be ashamed. I know I am. I really am ashamed that in 2000 I did nothing. In 2002 I did nothing. In 2004 I did nothing except bitch and complain and whine and maybe I can kind of pass that one off until I started reading Greg Palast writings, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and his reports about, and in 2002, maybe I can write that one off until I realized that every single precinct in the state of Georgia became a laboratory for the use of these horrific Diebold machines. 2004, nah, can't. This November, we'll see. But I really am. I'm ashamed. And the thing about males, those of us who shave, you don't have to look yourself in the mirror every morning. And it's just me. I'm not suggesting that you should feel any shame, but every morning when I shave, or afternoon, whenever it is, I've got a good 5 or 6 minutes where I really, I get that full frontal Malloy face and I just go, oh no. But beyond that is the full and certain knowledge inside my own head that since 2000, for the past 6 years, knowing what I know, which is no different from what you know about the theft and corruption of this country. I have not done anything except talk about it. It's hard to take. But I keep doing it. So maybe this activity starting in September, Cindy Sheehan, whether she wanted it or not, became the face of the anti-war movement in this country. And she has just been absolutely brutalized by media. I can't get my mind around how the filthy manner that mainstream media in this country has treated this woman who had a simple question about the death of her son. And this rotten bastard in the White House, who made a big deal about meeting with Rocco today, would not sit down in a private session with a woman whose son was murdered because of the Bush policies. He wouldn't do it. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Don't you know you better run, run, run.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Hi, is Michael there?
This is?
Okay, my name is Neil.
Yeah.
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I just miss it, you know? And how is it?
Great. It's a great car.
Isn't it? It is so great. Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Thank you.
I hear the voices.
It's about 9 before the hour. In Sacramento, if you're listening in Sacramento, there is going to be a peace demonstration regarding the Middle East this Saturday, August 26th, this Saturday. It'll be from 5:30 in the afternoon until 8 in the evening, 5:30 to 8 at 16th and Broadway in Sacramento, this Saturday, August 26th, 5:30 until 8 p.m., it's a demonstration for peace in the Middle East. So if you're listening in Sacramento, you probably know about this. But if you don't, there you go. This Saturday. And it's co-sponsored by just a long list of peace groups in that city. So it's this Saturday, August 26th, 5:30 p.m. till 8 p.m., 16th and Broadway in Sacramento. Okay? Back to your phone calls. Nathan is calling from San Diego. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Mr. Malloy, it is an honor to speak with you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine.
I've got some good news for you. It sounds like you've got a lot of bad news going on.
Okay, let's hear the good news.
The good news is that there are some very fine journalists in New Orleans. They are incidentally referred to as bloggers in the mainstream media. However, they write internet news columns, and we've strung them all together in a page where you can get pretty much all of them at once. And we're
going
to keep on expanding that page until we get every voice in New Orleans that needs to be heard, and you can get it all in one place, all fed directly to you.
What's the website?
Oh, it's here at Powers and Morrison. I'm sorry. And it's
it's powersandmorrison.com.
And then /NOLA, N-O-L-A, .html. And that's it. You're there. You're on their page. And you've got, I think there's at least 12 or 13 of them up already.
Great.
And, yeah, we're getting more every day. So that's good news. And also, Victor Lopez sends us hello.
Oh, yeah, our friend who is in the jail in Puerto Rico. Well,
that's right, that's right. He just wrote his most recent article, and I posted it up at your Malloy web boards, your message boards for everyone
good.
To read there, too.
Good, thank you.
But I just wanted to tell you, you're doing a great job, and I know it gets hard sometimes, but don't you give up. You provide a forum where we can all come and know that we're sane at the end of each and every day, and that is so vitally important, Mr. Malloy. We thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, Nathan, and I hope to hear from you again, but please call me Mike, okay?
Absolutely. Will do, Mike.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good night.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. PowersandMorrison.com /NOLA.html is that what he said? Yeah, I think that's it. If you can get it just by going to PowersandMorrison.com and then you'll figure it out because you are a smart person. Steve is calling from Oregon. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Steve?
Oh, good, man. Hey, I know all this horror in the world last month has really been bothering you. I could tell by the way you've been talking, but it's been bothering me. But I appreciate your sense of humor. You make me laugh. And
well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, the other night when you were talking, you played Bush talking about the lobster men looking out for terrorists while they were pulling their pipes. I thought that was so funny. I still laugh every time I think about that.
Well, I'm glad you do.
But talking about Karl Rove being a genius, I just think he's low rent, like Jerry Springer's television show. And he plays to that mentality of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to run Condi Rice for president, and O.J. Simpson as a running mate, and with the slogan, not guilty. I always think of him, Mike, in a Boy Scout master's uniform with a smoky bear hat and a short pants and knee socks leading his troop into the woods.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right. I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for checking in. Thomas is calling from New Orleans. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good. I know...
guys are talking about New Orleans a little bit, and I came down here about six, seven months ago to try and see if I could make any kind of a difference. And, I don't know where they're coming from with this, it's just now, it's a year, and we're going to go forward, but things are going downhill. I'm a carpenter and a plumber. That's what I do for a living, and I came down here thinking I could come down here and make a difference.
Right.
And, people's attitudes are, and that's all emotional, psychological stuff. None of that to do with it. I'm talking about the properties themselves.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10 properties are sitting vacant, the ones that were in the flood.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting worse every day.
Oh, my God.
These houses are going to fall in on themselves. Even the ones where people are occupying the second floor, well, that's great for a little while, but that first floor is deteriorating, turning into dry rot wood.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to hold the house up anymore. I mean, this place needs some serious immediate attention, not some promise of, oh, yeah, we're moving down towards that road.
Well, Bush is going to be down there next week. I'm sure that he is going to take a look at the mess that his government has left.
He's coming down.
Yeah, he's going to be down.
Oh, well, then, never mind.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, if he'll be here, then everything's all right.
Everything will be cool, right?
Yeah, we're all set. These structures are deteriorating.
I know. I can only imagine.
Out of neglect.
Well, Thomas, I'd hope to hear from you again. Let us, check in with us periodically so we can get a first-hand report from you, all right?
Yeah, except that I've about had enough. I'm going home to California.
All right. Well, I hear that, too. Thanks, Thomas. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Take care. Take care. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Abacore. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Abacore and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Abacore really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacore works. And Avacore with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacore free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacore's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. According to the latest CBS News New York Times poll, 51% of those questioned say the Iraq War is not part of the war against international terrorism. Only 42% say the two are linked. President Bush's approval numbers remain at 36%, basically unchanged from last year. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan will leave for Europe today for talks with European Union foreign ministers on an international force for Lebanon. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric says Annan will hold talks with EU ministers Friday before traveling to the Middle East.
From there, he will make stops in Lebanon and Israel to meet with senior officials in those two countries and encourage them to implement fully 1701.
It follows discussions between diplomats in Brussels over which countries should continue to the expanded 15,000-strong peacekeeping mission. The force is part of UN Resolution 1701, outlining the conditions for a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Tactical teams using military-style weapons may become an important factor in the ongoing battle to keep the U.S. border with Mexico sealed. As newly reinforced border teams shut down routes that are more easily crossed, Border Patrol SWAT teams, known as BORTAC, will be on alert to the use of even more remote areas near the border. The Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum is planning an exhibit of never-before-seen evidence collected by the FBI in the initial crime scene investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing. Memorial spokeswoman Nancy Coggin says part of the exhibit will include some evidence from the blast of the Ryder truck that carried a fertilizer bomb.
You know, some of the most fascinating items include parts of the truck, because not only will we show the pieces of the truck, but where they were found in reference to the bombing site. So there are pieces of the truck that were found up to a block and a half, two blocks away, inside businesses, on top of roofs.
The exhibit will include crime scene photos along with evidence that includes part of the Ryder truck used in that bombing, evidentiary boards from the Tim McVeigh and Terry Nichols trials, and accounts from FBI agents involved in that investigation. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We just need to do an all Moody Blues bumper music night some night here soon, Kathy. All right, a lot of emails coming in here, and I can't acknowledge all of them. People writing in about, about sitting on our butts and not doing anything, whether it's you or me, and y'all are making good points. It's not necessarily true that we're not doing anything simply because we're not out in the streets. I think out in the streets is going to be the ultimate outcome. I mean, I don't know. I don't know any longer. Do you? I've just about lost confidence in our system of electing people to govern us because of these machines. I've lost confidence in so many candidates who claim to be Democrats and who sound like Republicans. I think Republicans, conservatives, are destroying this country for their own reasons. But a lot of the emails coming in here now are people saying, give it a rest. We're not just sitting on our butts doing nothing. Things are developing, and I guess that's right. I'm a victim of the times and the culture that I live in. Instant change, instant gratification, whether that gratification is, a new pair of jeans or a rebellion against a government that is taking us headfirst into fascism. So, the idea of instant gratification can apply politically as well as any other way. So I concede. You folks are right. It's not that we're just sitting around on our asses doing nothing. We are doing some things that may not be overt and obvious, but if nothing else, and I think this is important, this goes back to Saul Alinsky, organize, organize, organize. We're talking to each other, and we're not out here feeling like we're isolated. So I guess that has merit or value or worth or it's a foundation that can be built on or whatever. Anyway, thanks for all the emails. I just can't acknowledge them all, by writing back. But thanks. I get the point. Kevin is calling from San Diego. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Sure.
I just want to reiterate what you've been saying this evening about this self-appointed folk hero, Rocky Vaccarella. I think that basically this is just another diversionary tactic. It's just another tactic to sidetrack us all. I look at Rocky Vaccarella the same way I look at John Mark Carr, the alleged killer of JonBenet Ramsey. I think basically it's a diversionary tactic. It's to sidetrack us and to take us off. To more or less, just not have us focus in on the things that we should be focusing in on. And I want to also reiterate something that one of your female callers had said. It's not necessarily about race, although I do think that, racism is a factor. I think it's more or less about economics, man. I think it's about rich and poor and have nots. And I think sometimes my white brethren and sisters, they tend to forget that. I think they tend to forget the fact that, just because you're white, your white skin is not going to save you. I think that we're starting to see that now. I think more and more white people are being sacrificed at the altar as well, and they're starting, and the common white man and white woman in this country are starting to really understand, that there's really no difference between what black folks have suffered in this country for centuries and what they're starting to suffer right now. And I think
let me interrupt for Mike, Kevin. I hope you're right in thinking or in saying that white folk are starting to wake up under the Bush administration, that it's a class thing, in addition to being race. It'll always be race. This is America. Come on. It'll always be race. But
absolutely.
But it is a class thing. I hope white people understand that when they see how disrespectfully their sons and now daughters are treated with this this horrific occupation and invasion of other countries. I hope it comes through in the same way that the contempt and disrespect for black people showed up on our television screens immediately after Katrina. I mean, a lot of folks sat there for 3 days, probably like I did, just overwhelmed by those images of people struggling just to breathe, and nobody came to help them. So that image is forever burned into my head. But I hope you're right. I hope white folk are starting to realize, okay, this regime really doesn't care about you unless you're in that, you know, upper six-figure or seven-figure income. If you're not, to hell with you.
Well, I think all you have to do, excuse me, Mike, I think all you have to do is just look at Cindy Sheehan. I mean, she's a common white woman. I mean, she doesn't have an exorbitant amount of wealth or anything like that. And basically, as you indicated earlier, her son, Casey, may he rest in peace, was used as cannon fodder. And that's so all you have to do is look at Cindy Sheehan and see this is a common white woman. And look at the way she was disrespected. I mean, President Bush didn't allow her to come in and sit down and speak with him. And that's all she asked for was a meeting. So I think that right there in and of itself shows that, you know, that a lot of, again, a lot of my white brethren and sisters, probably not as many as I would like, or as many as you would like, but I think that slowly but surely they're starting to come around, and they're starting to recognize that basically if you vote for these individuals who call themselves neoconservatives, I mean, you're voting against your own best interest. And
right.
I think it's time for us, you know, like you said, Mike, I think it's time for us to stop talking, and it's time for us to get up and do something about it. I mean, we can't sit around and complain if we're not willing to take it to the streets and do something about it.
I hear that. Kevin, thanks. Good to hear from you. Call us again, all right?
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. I just wish everybody in America who is concerned about the horrific so-called leadership that we have now, and I wish everybody in America who is concerned about how this happened, and I wish everybody who is concerned about how it is an ongoing situation, these freaks get voted back in and back in and back in, I wish everybody in America would read Thomas Frank's book, What's the Matter with Kansas? That's all. It nothing more clearly laid out for me, you know, with all my questions about how in the hell does this keep happening? Why do people vote against their own self-interest? What is this? Because this is stunning to me. I've said before, I came up through the working class, blue collar, feeder city for Detroit, unionized. After we got past the rough part of post-war rough part, people started waking up to civil rights and human rights. Before that, Toledo, Ohio was just a racist sump hole like every other so-called northern city. It was blatant. It was out front. But then things started to change a little bit, I guess, because the common understanding, or the understanding that the common working man and woman, mostly working men back then, but the common working man and woman, whether we're black or white, or the few Latinos or Middle Easterners who were there, who were in the working class, that if, you know, who said it? Ben Franklin, if we don't hang together, we're all going to hang separately. And that started it. That started it. This awareness that folks had better vote for their own best interest, not against, and not to be divided. But then, you see, the right-wingers, the conservatives figured that out. Uh-oh. All right, how do we break this kind of coalition? Well, one thing we can do is come up with wedge issues. Let's talk about gays. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about affirmative action. And next thing, and this is one of the places I hold Clinton responsible. I'm sorry, I know a lot of you Clinton lovers out there hate it when I get on my anti-Clinton soapbox. But the next step was to move all those good jobs out of America. Or allow them to be moved out of America. NAFTA, my ass. NAFTA. That, you know, you talk about putting America in a trick bag. NAFTA. Whatever. The idea of working together, black, white, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, I'm talking middle class, poor class, working class. Better happen. Or Ben Franklin is going to, what he said is going to prove to be absolutely true.
laughs, they can't win a debate with Dub, yeah. Especially when the company cap is Kenny Lay. Meanwhile, sweat stops paying pennies a day. Big bank, take little bank anyway. By the country's over going to war for many days. John Bush playing Family Feud with the town. Survey set, oops, you out of town. We the only ones allowed to have nuclear bombs. Guaranteed it won't be another Vietnam. 9-1-1 ain't a joke no more. Nowadays, it's a whole different approach to war. Been out and been hiding out of Pakistan. If you wanna be heard, better clap your hands.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Three traps set by a deranged killer. Two desperate cops who take the bait. One thriller that triples the suspense. Triptych, the new novel by New York Times bestselling author Karen Slaughter. Triptych takes you down three harrowing paths of murder, then trips you up with one final shocker you will never see coming. See why critics call Karen Slaughter's thrillers crime fiction at its finest. Read Triptych by Karen Slaughter, a Delacorte hardcover.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Orrick XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Orrick XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too.
I will understand you.
judge you, protect you, guide you, help you, punish you, guide you, thank you, comfort you, abandon you.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Speed through life like we speed through life in the blink of an eye. It could mean your life frightened by stereotypes. Our sense become heightened when fear meets the truth. It's like the class of the titan. We cross the same intersection where perception becomes deception. Mirror reflections of an ugly complexion. It's a mess that people think we are who we are based on what they hear, read about us.
It's about 22 past the hour. Just, why would you sit here and play Misty? No, I can't do that. Something about ASCAP or BMI licensing requirements, right? Email here from Shamiz. Is that right, Shamiz? What is going on in this country is driving me into utter and total despair. What just happened in my county has only made it worse. I live in Northern California, where you can spit and hit five gray-haired hippies. Yes, we are a town of love, positive energy, flower essences, soul astrology, psychics, and similar New Age crap. I thought in the midst of the airy fairy there was the slightest bit of fortitude. Well, yesterday our county voted in to use Diebold machines, and guess how many people from our progressive community showed up? Three. Yes, blanking three. For all the take by our dearly beloved liberals, they could not, or for all the talk by our dearly beloved liberals, they could not manage to get off their New Age asses and come down to the county chambers to exercise their democratic rights as citizens for clean and fair elections. Instead, they stayed home and cleaned their crystals. We don't need the neocons to kill the progressive movement. We are doing it to ourselves. It's called pathological narcissism. And it's signed from the land of discontent, Northern California. I hear you. Thank you, Shamiz. Thanks for writing. All right, back to your phone calls. Tim is calling from New Orleans. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tim.
I just want to encourage you and just say that you give us all an outlet and just keep fighting and don't never give up, you know?
I hear that. Yes, sir.
And I'm from New Orleans. And they waited 4 days, or Bush waited 4 days to send help, send the National Guard. And that would have been Orange County or New York. It would have been there right away.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And there's a lot of discrepancies. I think the reason they don't want to do hearings on Katrina is because I find out that there's memos from Bush and Cheney turning help around. A lot of people wanted to help, and they wouldn't let them help.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they left us here to die. And we're still dying. We're dying one by one in New Orleans. And my grandma, I'm about to lose my grandmother.
Mm.
And, but I have a lot of hope with what Cindy Sheehan's doing. I think everybody needs to go. We can get as many people as we can get to go there and show the Arab world and show the world that we don't agree with this man.
Mm-hmm.
And take this country back. We have to fight. We have to get it. These people have been planning this for years, and they're planning to come to fruition. And the 50% of us that stand against them, all there is, we have to fight them.
What do you think is going to happen, really, Tim?
Well, I've been following this since the 80s, and I thought the people that told me were crazy, but everything. They're building, Halliburton is building prisons right now, and those mm-hmm. prisons are for war protesters. And it's, we're going to have to take to the streets and fight him. He's going to come down to us, and we're going to have to fight. Just like Washington and Jefferson would do if they were here.
You don't think there's still a chance to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
To peacefully resist? I just wish that 40 million Americans would sit their asses down wherever they're standing, whether it's on a train or a bus or the middle of the street or an office or a school hallway on a certain day, a certain time. 40 million people follow the example of Gandhi and Dr. King and just sit the hell down and shut up and don't move. I would rather see that until the power structure in this country would crumble in front of that kind of resistance. The power structure will never crumble when it's up against armed resistance, and the very simple reason, we may have the numbers, but they have the guns.
Right, and you were right. I have to take that back. I love Dr. King and I love Gandhi. They are my heroes. And I pray to God that that's enough. I love, like John Lennon said, I believe in John Lennon. I believe in nonviolence. That is the way. And all we can do is try our best to do that.
But I hear the alternative. I can't be hypocritical. I've sat on this radio program and said that anybody in this country who doesn't understand firearms and how to use them is at this point taking a risk. And I'm a full-throated liberal who wishes that he and his family lived in a society where guns were absolutely unnecessary. So
I love nonviolence. I grew up reading King and Gandhi, and I hope that I hope that's enough.
So do I. I hope it works out that way. Stay in touch, Tim, all right?
Thank you.
All right, appreciate your call. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Living for today. Imagine there's an old country's. It is not hard to do.
Oh, God.
Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. It's a good idea. Imagine all the people living side by side. Peace. You can say...
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. That's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah?
I own your old, new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the...
Yes! Yeah. Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime, we'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Three traps set by a deranged killer. Two desperate cops who take the bait. One thriller that triples the suspense. Triptych, the new novel by New York Times best-selling author Karen Slaughter. Triptych takes you down three harrowing paths of murder, then trips you up with one final shocker you will never see coming. See why critics call Karen Slaughter's thrillers crime fiction at its finest. Read Triptych by Karen Slaughter, a Delacorte hardcover.
Pet owners praise it. The hotel staff loves it. Parents rave about it. Allergy sufferers applaud it. Senior citizens are agog about it. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm David Orrick. Everybody's singing the praises of my 8-pound Orrick XL because it's the best vacuum that ever touched their floors. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Thank you.
Conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 26 before the hour. A couple of emails here real quick, then back to your phone calls. This is from Andre. The subject is New Orleans resident caller. Your caller said if Katrina hit California or New York, help would have been sent right away. Being from New York City, I can tell you that after 9/11, help did not come for several days. One of the creepy, eerie things about that day and the day afterwards, New York was left on its own. No army, no nothing. This is from JT. Subject line is civil disobedience my ass. Blah, 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 it doesn't work. We're in the age of reality TV. Quiet days are gone and out of sight is out of mind. I remember heads being busted in the 60s, blood running in the streets, hippies bleeding and being dragged by the hair. The only thing the news media is going to report is chaos outside of their Atlanta and New York studio fishbowls. I remember pictures of Mussolini hanging from his heels in the city square. All due respect to the genius of Tom Hartman, Cindy Sheehan, Peter Werby, and all, but it takes both passive and not-so-passive action for change. Mike, you've contributed to the cause with your voice. I've contributed by being threatened by persons in courtrooms, by staffers in both the Democratic Party and Republican Party. Randy Rhodes says no one is sacrificing. What the hell do you call scraping the deck to get by, living a 24-hour nightmare in one way or another for the past 6 years? Paying $3.18 a gallon to travel to work, on and on. I say bullcrap to it all. It's definitely time. Too bad somebody didn't set an IUD or an IED in front of Rocky and his big rig and let him implode. No offense to the women in your audience, but it's obvious he doesn't have any testicles. Only he used a different word there. This is from Bill in California. Subject line, resistance is futile. Hey, Mike, you know I love you and your show. It's a true cathartic experience listening. However, I get frustrated sometimes as you and callers talk about using perceived political power. Talking about voting, organizing, communicating with so-called lawmakers, etc., is pap. This country is owned by corporations. If you aren't wealthy enough to record your votes at the New York Stock Exchange, then you don't count. I know it seems depressing to think such things, but the first step in effecting change is to know what really needs to be changed. You and I have no value in the society except as producers and or consumers for the corporations. At some point in the future, those who cannot produce and or consume will be dealt with as needless and irrelevant. All I'm saying is let's focus on the real issue. I believe I'm smart enough to see the real problem. However, I don't know if I'm smart enough to envision the solution. Any ideas? Bill in California. Excuse me. I don't have any ideas. I still have one foot planted in hope. You know, the shrinking little puddle of hope. It's like, you know, a puddle on a summer day after a rainstorm, and it's getting smaller and smaller. I still have a foot in that puddle of hope that things can be turned around, that the turning around will start this November with the so-called off-year elections. I hope that begins to turn this huge ocean liner. And, you know, it takes a pretty long stretch of sea to turn, or a pretty big stretch of sea to turn an ocean liner. Maybe we can use that metaphor, because there's so much that needs to be undone. I really do believe, and I mean this, I think we're in a state of shock in this country right now. It's just one horror piled on top of another. We did not have a chance. We had no leadership to help us get through what occurred on September 11, 2001. There was nothing there. We had these freaky, crazed halfwits like Falwell and Robertson blasting all over media that the gays and the secular humanists were responsible. We had Bush ignoring it, hiding like a scared little bunny rabbit. We had Cheney with whatever he did, and then finally Bush shows up with a bullhorn and stands there on this mound of death and destruction, trying to display what somebody told him constituted a leadership photo op. There was no place to go. The rest of the world was all of a sudden in sympathy with us. Even factions and groups who normally are just so pissed off with America's arrogance that they don't show us sympathy or compassion about anything. But on that particular day, it was there. It was offered. And what did Bush and these thugs, these criminals, these filthy sons of bitches who are destroying this country, what did they do with that good feeling? They turned it into dust, into rotten wood, into decay, into rust, and invaded two different countries. I don't know. I've said early on in this program, I think when we first started on Air America, that there's no answers here. So to Bill or anybody else, you know, when you come up with a workable answer, you know, shoot it, send me an email. I still believe that there's a chance to turn it around. I'm essentially a nonviolent person.
Yeah, but you own guns.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm essentially, my essence is nonviolence. It just is. It doesn't do any good. And you know that, and I know that.
Well, Mike, we beat the Germans and the Japs.
Did we really? Okay. Well, whatever you want to believe, perception or reality. You know, perception is reality. I accept that. But to me, nonviolent action, passive resistance, massive nonviolent action. I mean, three people sitting on the highway or on a street in a major intersection in a town or a city results in three people getting arrested. 300,000 people sitting in the middle of the street in a city or a town in this country. A jail in this country that can hold 300,000 people. And I realize what Halliburton is building. I know what they're doing. Hell, that started in the 80s. That was this traitorous bastard Oliver North's idea. So, yeah, we know. Are those camps so able to hold 300,000? They are. How about 3 million? They are. How about 30 million? Oh, can hold that? How about 60 million? Can they hold that? No, absolutely not. So I still hold for obvious reasons with they're obvious to me with the idea of collective massive passive resistance. I believe in the teachings of Gandhi and Jesus and MLK. I do. I honestly do. Not as deities or but just three people who understood how to fight power and how to fight it successfully. You know, what their followers did is immaterial. So that's where I've got to keep at least one foot in that belief. The other foot's over here hanging off a precipice. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen. I just know that I respect life, and I respect my family and friends, and respect the institutions that were used to get this country started. As flawed as the men were who started this country, the institutions, the documents were real. They were valid. They were absolutely right on the money. That's what I believe in, and I'm as shocked as you are. But I believe that. I believe that most of us who still think, who respect each other, who believe in concepts like justice, and after justice comes everything follows after justice. You know that as well as I do. But justice and liberty and freedom and respect and mutual respect. All of us that believe that stuff, you know, we're shocked. We're in a state of shock. We are. How could we not be? How could we not be? I remember Bush's invasion of Iraq. We have that. We have shock and awe on tape. We are on CD. How long is it, Kathy? 7 minutes it goes on? Is that what we captured? 7 minutes of the explosions and the bombs? It's frightening. We'll play it again sometime. We played it, on the fourth or the third anniversary of the invasion of that hapless country. Hapless because Bush determined it was hapless. Bush and his thugs. I don't know. Well, like our emailer said, he keeps getting visions of Mussolini hanging by his heels. Yeah, I remember that picture too. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
I'm singing this note as it fits in well with the chords I'm playing. I can't pretend there's any need in hearing the things I'm saying. But I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Real words from real people about lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Before the hour, thanks to our engineers in New York, Justin Yuen and Tim MacArthur tonight. Thanks, guys. David Weissman handled your phone calls. Thank you, David. Also, our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, our webmaster, Mark Marshall, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Just about time to go home and have a nice glass of Lindeman's, Pinot Noir tonight, or Shiraz, what, one of those excellent Australian wines. Have you all tried Australian wines? You haven't? Shame on you. Back to phone calls. Terry is calling from Austin, Texas. Terry, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah. Now, I think you've missed the guy's point, this guy Rocky.
Yeah.
I think what he wanted to do was pretty much keep Katrina in the news. I'm from New Orleans, so I know what happened. You know? I think that's what he wanted to do.
Well, if that's what he wanted to do, okay, but he was made a fool of by George W. Bush and played right into the Bush-Karl Rove photo op machine. Do you think that what this person did, this Rocky person did, do you think it'll have any effect whatsoever on the Bush crime family? And what about, if you really believe that he was just there to keep the focus, what about his statement about it would be great to have Bush around another 4 years? What was that about? How does that help the people of New Orleans?
Well, I mean, it's obviously the Bush supporter. That's no big deal to me.
It's what? The obviously the what?
He's a Bush supporter. That's no big deal to me.
Well, it should be, because it's the Bush supporters that have put this country in the serious jeopardy that it's in.
But what he did, though, was he, and I know what his intent was, because I followed it on WWL from the beginning.
Followed what? The Rocky?
Yeah.
So you think he was only interested in getting Bush's attention and
well, he got the...
Hold on, Terry. Think about what you're saying. You're saying that Bush is such an out of touch with reality freak that somebody has to hook up an SUV and a trailer and drive 800 miles and go have supper with last night with the somebody in the White House and then have a photo op with this half-wit in the White House. That's what it takes?
I don't think it was much as Bush, but to keep the nation's attention.
The nation.
Because the nation has kind of, in some ways, forgotten about Louisiana.
All right, I don't disagree with you there, but that has to do, if he wants to get the nation's attention on it, then he ought to go, Rocky ought to go to Fox and CNN and ABC and CBS and NBC and MSNBC and say, bring your damn cameras back, which they'll be back next week. But we're a media-driven society. Plus, we're fighting for democracy and freedom in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, we are. In some ways,
you know, on the guy's blog, this Rocky guy, he said his goal was to meet Bush and to thank him for the assistance. Come on, give me a break here, Terry. I mean, why are you wanting me and people listening to this program to believe that this guy was authentic? Thousands drowned. The tens of thousands of people made homeless. Wait a minute. Thousands of people are dead, or at least hundreds, and tens of thousands are homeless, scattered all over the country, and we're supposed to thank Bush for his help? Come on, man. Stop. Have you seen millions of FEMA trailers in your neighborhood? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
You've seen millions. Do you know what a million is?
I've seen thousands of free material.
No. I said millions.
That's an exaggerated number.
Well, no. Well, what? Nobody corrected him on it?
I mean, you know, people use this exaggerated
number. No, look, Terry, you told my producer when he decided to put you on the board here that I have no clue on what went down in New Orleans.
No, I don't think y'all do, actually.
Well, you, I don't think you have a clue on what went down in Washington today. Wise up, Terry. Wise up. Come on. Don't be a fool. You live in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, don't be a fool. Don't let these people take your brain apart, nut by bolt, by screw, and then hand it back to you all disassembled. Come on, man. Don't be that way.
But the problem is this. The real problem lies with our governor of Louisiana.
No, it doesn't. There's not a... No, hold on. There's not a governor in the 50 states who could handle what happened in New Orleans. Don't buy that right-wing bullshit stuff. Don't buy it. Some pizza millionaire who goes to D.C. to give Bush a Monica and wish him another happy 4 years to thank him for millions of FEMA trailers. Come on, Terry. Get in the real world. Get your head out of your ass and get in the real world, okay? Now, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks. Adios. Wake up. Bush is a murderous thug, and he doesn't give a damn who he murders. Americans, Iraqis, Afghans, Lebanese, he doesn't care. I've had several callers in here tonight who have laid it out pretty good. You think Bush cares about black people or poor people or come on, Terry, come on. Don't give your brain over to this machine. Don't do it. Just resist, for Christ's sake, resist. You don't have to do anything. Just resist. Rocky and George Bush. Yeah, okay. Just resist, all right? I'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks for participating. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Abacore. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Abacore and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Abacore really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Abacore works. And Abacore with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Abacore free with your order, plus a free gift from Abacore's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's
America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The Bush administration has agreed to open up parts of Alaska to oil drilling. The Interior Department says 8 million acres in Alaska's western Arctic region will be leased to crude oil and natural gas companies beginning next month. Nearly 700 tracts of land will be leased for the first time in the northeast and northwest areas of the National Petroleum Reserve. Environmental groups have opposed the move, claiming wildlife in the area will be harmed. The government promises that steps will be taken to limit the impact of drilling at biologically sensitive areas. Nearing the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Bush advises patience. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
The president cited the pending one-year anniversary of Katrina.
And it's a time to remember that people suffered. And it's a time to recommit ourselves to helping them. But I also want people to remember that one-year anniversary is just that, because it's going to require a long time to help these people rebuild.
Bush got a visit from a New Orleans man who survived Katrina. Rocky Vaccarella drove his trailer to the White House to visit Bush, thanking the president for everything that has been done.
But now I wanted to remind the president that the job's not done, and he knows that.
The president is scheduled to spend 2 days in Louisiana and Mississippi next week. The Bush administration has endured a year of fierce criticism over the government's botched response to Hurricane Katrina. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
British authorities investigating an alleged plot to blow up U.S.-bound airliners received permission to continue holding 9 suspects for questioning. Anti-terror police in England said they received a judge's permission to hold 1 suspect for an additional 24 hours and 8 others for another week. In a statement, the police also announced that they had released 1 suspect, although he was not named. On Tuesday, police charged 11 people in connection with the alleged plot to destroy